Growing the Game with Ballsy. He's brought to you by Pizza Hut in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca, and their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at rivièreagseeds.ca. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy.
All right, we're joined on the phone line by Josh Miller, who is a former running back, fullback with the Regina Thunder, but you know him now on CTV, MasterChef Canada. He's into the final three. So first off, Josh, before we get to that, what do you remember? Because this segment is Growing the Game. We call this Growing the Game. So what do you remember about your Thunder days?
I remember lots. You know, definitely the camaraderie, but just the dedication that it took to be there in junior football and moving up through, you know, all kind of stages of football and seeing the work that you had to put in to, you know, continue to get better every day. But being on the Thunder, it was such a great kind of family atmosphere of, wanting to succeed and grow together as a team.
What can you take from the football field into the kitchen for this big competition, which now you're in the final three of?
I think it's hard work, you know, and quick thinking, right? I think, playing football and being in the MasterChef Canada kitchen was, put your head down and work hard, right? And I think that people see that, you know, being on MasterChef Canada, being in the kitchen, there wasn't a lot of talking when I started. I just put my head down and went to work and brought my lunch pail and started to go. And, you know, whatever turns get thrown at you or whatever play happens, you know, you just got quick thinking and then go with it.
Okay, so take us behind the scenes of MasterChef Canada, as far as you could take us behind the scenes. So what's it like to get that recipe and you got to make it right away? Because you don't know what's happening right away, do you? Like, you don't know until you're actually there what you're making.
Yeah, no, you have no idea what's going on. You're on the show and you're not using any recipes. And, you know, you lift that box up, get that question all the time. When that box lifts up, that's the first time I've seen any of those ingredients that are under there and have to figure out what's going on. And there's a lot of thinking that goes on from that aspect. You know, in all of our downtime, a lot of it is just reading cookbooks and talking with the other contestants about, you know, hey, I thought about this recipe. If this pops up, what do you think about that? There's no help there in the kitchen.
Are you allowed to talk to competitors in your off time? Like, how does that work behind the scenes? Because how do you, like, I would imagine there's a pretty strict, for lack of a better term, quarantine.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty strict, right? It's there. They have a lot of things contained. Obviously, they want you there to, you know, show your best, cooking and put your best foot forward. But, you know, in our off time, you know, it was, you had access to reading cookbooks and, you know, just the other contestants, right? Obviously, being on the show, you can't bring a recipe into the kitchen. But, you know, if you're sitting, you know, at the residence and whatever, you can read your cookbooks or think of recipes or notes in your own pads. But also just the other contestants, you know, being able to talk to the other people and, you know, hear their knowledge or their thought process of something and throwing a recipe at them and having them kind of give you their thoughts was one of probably the best things for us.
But dude, in this world of social media where the world is so small now, how do they keep you contained? Like, are you allowed to leave the hotel? Like, I know you're staying in a hotel. Are you allowed to leave the hotel unguided? Like, how does that work?
We're kept pretty close to each other. You know, we're with people all the time, obviously from the show and not allowed to do a whole lot of, you know, social media and calling and stuff like that. Cause it was really to focus on, cooking, right. And be there for the competition and kind of real focus on that.
Now, so I understand you only got to call your like wife once a week, your family.
It was pretty limited calling. You know, it wasn't a whole lot of calls home for sure.
Yeah, okay. Got to kind of watch that. Well, it's all for the competition. So what is the, what was the hardest thing to make so far, right up until, you know, this final three?
The hardest thing to make definitely is things that you don't necessarily get to see all the time. And, for me, stepping outside my comfort zone and using things like seafood and things like that, you know, I think for me, a lot of it was using ingredients I'd never seen before, but also the plating kind of portion parts of stuff, like being, you know, from the prairies and growing up in a Ukrainian family, a lot of it was just like load my plate up as big as I can load it.
Yeah.
And, you know, crush the food. So definitely that was something that took me a long time to learn.
Where did your love of cooking come from, Josh Miller?
My love of cooking came from my Bubba and my mom, you know, these big giant meals that we would cook growing up. And, you know, mom and dad would drop us off at the farm for the summer and just helping Bubba cook, you know, watching them cook these giant meals for our family and for our special occasions was awesome. And then just, you know, getting to grow and learn from my Bubba and my mom in regards to cooking just grew it. And then watching TV shows, it just made me love food more and more.
Back to the football angle, when you're trying to make a team, there's the insecurity of, am I going to make the team? Am I good enough to make the team? Boy, that guy looks really good. Or remember when you were playing high school football and you hadn't seen that team and then they come out on the field and, man, do they look big. They're probably better than me and you're a little bit nervous. That's how I was anyway. Were you like that initially when you got into this competition on the national stage?
You know, I definitely think I was. You know, you get in the kitchen and you got these 18 amazing home cooks and you're looking around the room and you're talking to them and you get to hear some of the things that they want to try. And, hey, I'm going to make, you know, a beet angel food cake and goat cheese ice cream and bacon dust. And you're like, what the hell is that? Like, yeah. I don't even want to eat that. You know, I think you start to question your skills a little bit until you kind of get in your own groove and show what you can do. But I would definitely look across and be like, Roz, like, that guy's the smartest guy I know in food. Like,
yeah.
How do I compete with that? But it was definitely hard to not look at people like that.
Josh Miller joining us here, MasterChef Canada finalist into the final three. Are you shocked I'm saying that right now? You're in the final three?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's been a crazy ride. And through all those competitions and how hard they were and all those other amazing cooks, I'm super happy and excited, but also amazed at the same time to get this far.
$100,000 on the line. What would Josh Miller do with $100,000 if he won it?
You know, what I would do with it if I won it is, you know, definitely start off this business. You know, I definitely want to bring catering and dinner parties to Saskatchewan, you know, and share my love of food with people. You know, I love bringing people together over food because it helps connect and let us just kind of be together. And that's something that ultimately I would love to do. You know, also, you know, maybe start a little cooking kind of class, mm-hmm. kind of school would be amazing and grow it from there.
Can you help me cook? Would you teach me? I could be your first guinea pig, man. Seriously, I suck.
Ballsy, I would help you cook. You know, I let you come into my kitchen anytime and teach you some good skills, man.
I'm signing up for that. Don't think this is a joke. This isn't a radio joking thing. I'm coming to do it, man. We're going to do it. Okay. And two more quick questions for you. So in terms of this, can people, like, are you starting the catering thing now? And if you want to get a hold of you, how do they do it?
Yeah, you know, I am starting the catering and dinner party thing right now. You know, I've done a couple of dinner parties, which have been amazing. You know, if you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me through email, which is beardedprairiechef@gmail.com. Or, you know, hit me up on any sort of social media, Instagram, Facebook, same handle, Bearded Prairie Chef. And I get, you know, some contact information for you, my phone numbers and things like that.
Now, Josh, if you were to invite Ballsy, your friend, your furry little friend over, what would be your go-to meal? How would you impress me? What would I get?
You know, you're coming over to my house, Ballsy. I gotta impress you with a Ukrainian meal, man. You know, mm-hmm. I gotta get those pierogies, the cabbage rolls out, right? I gotta get that mushroom gravy, man.
Yeah.
Some amazing Ukrainian sausage. Just gotta roll that out for you, man.
Dude, mushroom gravy straight from Bubba's kitchen. I love it. That's outstanding. Hey, good luck in the final three. We'll be watching very closely and cheering you on, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you very much, big man.
That was another installment of Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a story idea you'd like Michael Ball to pursue, please email him at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.